Quick Start number 6. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcast tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, Google Earth. The Tech Podcast Network uses GoToMeeting to conduct online business meetings and training. But did you know that GoToMeeting is the easiest way for an organization to conduct online business meetings? You can record an entire presentation, both audio and video, with GoToMeeting. Sound too good to be true? Try GoToMeeting free for yourself for 30 full days, and you don't need a credit card. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable. Now, if you've been listening to the 1 Minute Tip for any period of time, you'll know that I love maps. Well, the ultimate mapping application has been released, now available for both Mac and PC. Now, I have to start off with a warning. When you open up this application, you better have quite a bit of time to play. With this application, you can fly in from space, tilt, rotate, and even see 3D terrain. So let's point our browsers at http://earth.google.com. So with this application, you'll need to be running Windows 2000, XP, or Mac OS 10.4, and your CPU must run at 600 MHz or better. Now about halfway down the main page, select Get Google Earth, free version. And on this page, click on Download Google Earth. And once it's installed, launch the application. So when the application first opens, it'll take a moment or two and initialize. Okay, go ahead and do it. Everybody does. Put in your own address. Okay, now remember the warning. You're going to need lots of time to play. Now, if you'd like to get a closer look, go ahead and click on the plus sign down in the bottom center of the control panel. Now it's time to have some real fun. Go ahead and click on the tilt up or tilt down buttons and then rotate the image. Now, to the left of the navigation tools, you have the ability to display things like three-dimensional buildings, roads, terrain, and borders, and maybe find a place to eat nearby. Now, if you want to have some more fun, fill in the to and from in the directions, and you can go on a little flying tour. And in the left-hand column, you have places. Here you can click on the play button down at the bottom of this panel to fly through a predetermined list of locations that Google has provided for us. And of course, you can always make your own by going to the Add pull-down menu and select Placemark. Now on the left below Places, you have the ability to turn on layers. Here you can highlight banks, lodging, shopping malls, and even earthquake data. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com.